Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
We are picking up with day three of our Finding Peace devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to pick up with the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is James 4, verse 7, and it says this, "So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
That's one of my favorite verses. The devotional today is titled, "Why We Lose Our Peace." And it says, "There's only one way to experience an abiding peace that transcends circumstances. By faith. Faith is the foundation for living in God's peace. An active, confident trust in his presence and power to sustain and comfort you, no matter the circumstance you face. There are, however, certain issues that can undermine our faith and rob us of our peace. Let's consider a few of them. 1. Sudden fear. Some people are so accustomed to responding to every little dip and rise of life with fear and small doses of panic that they can't even imagine there's another way to respond. They're so upset by change of all types that it never dawns on them they can live with greater emotional stability. 2. The enemy. We can be attacked by our enemy, the devil, who may use various means to cause us to doubt and lose faith in our God. But we must stand up to him. Scripture urges us to resist the devil, and when we do, he will flee from us. 3. Sin. Peace and rebellion cannot coexist. The only recourse is to confess sin to God, surrender to him, and ask for his help in turning from and resisting all temptation. Then God's peace can flow once again. 4. Giving up peace. In times of crisis, we sometimes lay down our peace willingly. We give it up, concede it, abandon it. Always remember that no one can take our peace from us. We have to surrender it. And as such, we're the only ones who can take it back. 5. Losing focus. We can allow a myriad of bad news scenarios we hear and read about every day to cause us to lose our correct focus. Instead of having our minds set on God and trusting him for his peace and presence, we allow our thoughts to get sidetracked and galvanized by the negative news and circumstances we see and hear. Because God is with us, we don't have to give in to, sink beneath, or become defeated by our troubles. We can face, confront, challenge, deal, and in the end, overcome them in the power of the cross. Jesus taught his followers that all troubles are passing in nature for a season and a reason. So, let not your heart be troubled. Hold on to that peace that God gives, confident that he's watching, directing, and caring for those who trust and believe in him.
Well, are y'all ready for this one?
Ready.
This one impacted me so much, and forgive me if I get a little fired up for it.
I'm ready.
But I have just been feeling it pressed in my heart about our need to respond. Because whenever we see, especially in these five different points, we can see that there's a response required from us. So for example, you know, these are reasons why we lose our peace. The first one is sudden fear. In scripture, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear."
Right.
Okay. So what is that implying? Yeah. That's implying that when we do experience fear, it's not from God.
Right.
And that God gives us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind.
Yeah.
And so he gives us a weapon against something that we're going to go through. Right. The next one is the enemy. Well, just go back to that verse I read. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yeah. What does that imply?
We have a response.
It implies that the enemy's after us and we need to resist him. There's an action required from us here. And we can't forget that. We can't think that we're just going to live these hunky-dory rainbows and unicorn lives.
Yeah.
The third one, sin. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. But right. God is faithful, for he will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you can endure, and he will mm-hmm. always provide a way out for you.
Yeah.
That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it's just, there's a response. We will be tempted, but we need to stand up underneath God.
Right.
The next one, giving up peace. Oh, you know, what is that saying?
Yeah.
When Christ says, peace I leave you, that yeah. means that we're going to need it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's leaving us with something that we're going to yeah. want. You know, if you go right. to a friend's house and you leave them with a gift, you mm-hmm. hope they use it.
Yeah.
God gave us the gift of his peace. We better yeah. use it. And then the next one, losing focus. Psalms 119, verse 9, 10, and 11. How is a young person to keep their way pure? By no other way, by storing your word in our hearts, that way we may not sin against you, O Lord. Yeah. And I just love it. There's a response required of us to not just think so highly that we're never going to go through anything here on life. But as we do go through stuff, God grows us through those things by us leaning into his Holy Spirit and working that stuff out.
Dang, babe. On fire. I feel like I don't even need to add to that. I feel like y'all should just rewind that and re-listen to what Chad just said.
I mean, listen, I'm just, I think maybe I'm just getting older, but I'm seeing how important it is for me to grow up,
yeah.
stop feeling sorry for myself, take responsibility over my actions.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that when it comes to losing our peace, we have steps, and God is preparing us saying, hey,
yeah.
things are going to attack your peace. Here's how to keep it.
Yeah. It's our responsibility to walk in his peace.
Amen.
It's good, babe.
You ready to pray us on out?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your peace today. Lord, we thank you that you left us with such a gift. Lord, would you help us walk in that today, no matter what comes at us from every angle, Lord? I pray that we would have the courage to trust you, that we would have the courage to put our faith in you, Lord, that we wouldn't let the enemy win, that we wouldn't lay down our peace and pick up worry and doubt and fear, God, but instead we would resist the enemy in the name of Jesus. He will flee, and that we will walk confidently and boldly with your peace, Lord, and be set apart by that peace. In a world that doesn't have peace, that's searching for peace, Lord, we know where to get peace, and that is in your presence, Lord. So I just pray over everyone who's listening right now, Lord, that they would press into your presence, that they would experience your peace, and that they would walk in it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now is that perfect time to throw in the worship music, break out mm-hmm. the journal, and write down ways that you can keep the peace.
That's good. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Na-na.